This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This being a presidential election year, and yeah, no, I know, not technically, but the 2020 campaign is already well along. A lot of issues are getting a lot more play than they ordinarily would. Our choice today? Affordable housing. Unaffordable housing, in reality, especially for would-be buyers and renters at the lower end of the income spectrum. It's become a talking point on the presidential campaign trail, affordable housing has, but what defines affordable? Well, it turns out there is a definition, at least a guideline, really. 30%, 30%, housing costs should not exceed 30% of your income. I know, I can hear your eyes rolling from here. Here's Marketplace's Amy Scott to break it down.
Like most sound economic policy, the 30% benchmark comes from an old adage.
That a week's worth of wages should allow for someone to pay for a month of rent.
Dan McHugh with Harvard's Joint Center for Housing Studies says actually it's a little more scientific than that. In the late 1960s, Congress based federal housing subsidies on studies that had shown the typical family spent about 25% of its income on housing. Then in the 80s, McHugh says,
the single 30% rule was adopted across all of the HUD subsidized housing programs.
And somehow, like the 2,000-calorie diet or the 10,000 daily steps we're supposed to take, that became a rule of thumb for everyone.
It makes absolutely no sense in an economy as diverse as the United States is.
David Beery teaches public policy and economics at Virginia Tech. He says high-earning families can often afford much more than 30%. For others, even 30% is too much. For example, he says people in low-income neighborhoods tend to live much farther from their jobs, so their housing may be technically affordable.
But then they end up spending so much more money on commuting, which is really what kills them financially.
There are other ways to gauge affordability, says Diane Yentel with the National Low Income Housing Coalition, like how much money a family would need after paying for housing to afford basic necessities. But that's complicated to measure on a large scale.
For now, at the federal level and among most housing experts and researchers, the 30% threshold is the right place to start.
At last count, 38 million Americans were paying more than that. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.